Anyone who drives back roads or highways notices the high toll of dead animals. Road kills are of more than passing interest to biologist Julie Zickafoos. She delights in counting and identifying the wildlife species that line her regular route to and from town. It's an admittedly strange hobby, and she does find it a little hard to explain.
We live pretty far out in the sticks, a half hour from the nearest bunch of bananas or pound of butter. As such, we find ourselves driving the winding 18-mile road to town several times a week. Being a biologist, I take note of things like road kills. They keep life interesting for a nature watcher. As I whizzed along a straightaway on the state route, I saw two road-killed animals side by side on a gravel pull-off. They were large, the size of bath mats, and an even, warm chestnut brown overall, with long, shiny fur and no obvious limbs. I was past them before I realized they had to be beavers. Now, what would two beavers be doing there? How did they meet their end? The nearest stream was tiny, drying to a trickle most summers. Eagerly anticipating the postmortem on these rarely seen giant rodents, Phoebe, Liam, and I approached the site, only to see a white pickup truck with a flashing light and a frequent stops bumper sticker peel out of the pull-off. "Oh, no, we're too late. He's picked up the beavers," I exclaimed to Phoebe and gave chase. The driver happened to be going the same way we were, and I was delighted to see him pull off on our county road. I jumped out of my car and approached his truck, thinking it would be rude of me to glance in the back of its bed before speaking to the driver. I leaned in the window to see a young, very clean-cut, and handsome man studying a county road map. "So, did you get those beavers?" He gave me a long, quizzical look. My stomach sank as I scanned the spotless, empty interior of the truck bed, the utility company papers scattered about the cab. This is not a roadkill hearse, and this guy is pretty sure I'm a few beans short of a full enchilada. I can't just beat it for the car, so I stammer what might pass for an explanation. "Well, I saw these road-killed beavers back by the pull-off this morning, and I really wanted to take a look at them, and when I saw that they were gone, I figured you'd pick them up." I decided to leave it to him to wonder why a mother of two would want to chase down a truck with two dead beavers in back. As a final feeble try, I add, "I'm a biologist," and trail off, thoroughly humbled. Once safely back in the car, I start to laugh, and I laugh off and on for the next 5.5 miles until we're home. Home in the country, where people like us belong and really ought to stay.
Commentator Julie Zickafoos is a writer and natural history artist who drives the back roads near Whipple, Ohio.